Your move, men. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Here it is again, the male contraceptive.
Chinese researchers injected 1,000 healthy males with a testosterone-based drug for 2 years. Only 1% of those men fathered a child.
And the couples they tested were like human greenhouses. Fertile male patients between 20 and 45 who had fathered at least one child with healthy female partners between the ages of 18 and 38. And yet, fertile though they were, the men were no match for the monthly injections. Plus, completely reversible, 6 months after coming off the injections, sperm count returns. So there it is, men, the ball's in your court. A little more testing to ensure that it doesn't turn you into a werewolf or a talk show host, and it'll be ready for market. I just note one thing. One little sentence in the dispatch that leapt off the screen. Quote, despite the injection having no serious side effects, almost a third of the men in the trial did not complete it, and no reason was given for this. Uh-huh. That tells me that this new male contraceptive will have the same drawback as every male contraceptive, getting males to use the contraceptive. Men think this is a woman's responsibility. Women may dominate the college population. They may be rising in the corporate and political hierarchy. You may even have one or two of them sneak onto the Supreme Court. But men still believe that birth control, like laundry, is the woman's job. A monthly injection to protect him from what makes him a man? Maybe if it prevented flu, you could get him to do it. Or if you mixed it with the Cialis.
Erections lasting longer than 4 hours.
Yeah, there you go. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.